This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Sue in regards to, I was starting a new lawn. She had put down winter rye. Now, what do we do now? Right? That's what we were looking to do. And so winter rye is a great cover crop. It has a lot of great benefits for what it does. So for, you know, if you're trying to cover something and it's later in the season and you want to put something down so it just doesn't fill with weeds, it's nice and easy to get in the winter, very inexpensive. It will really establish quickly. It actually, what it does is it helps suppress some weeds that are going to grow there. So you're having green grass this spring versus, you know, weeds growing there. So it's a good thing that you had there, right? But what it also does is it's going to create a lot of organic matter in the lawn, which is what we're looking to do. So what I want to see you do is if you want to put like a new lawn in there, because this winter rye can get some height to it. It can get the weed, the seeds, you know, from it. It's not weed seeds, but the seeds, and then reseed into it. But it's not going to stay green perfectly throughout the season. So what I'd suggest doing is cutting it with a mower down to about, you know, like you would cut the rest of the lawn at this time of the year, maybe, you know, an inch and a half, 2 inches, that type of thing. And then that area with whatever's left, you can rototill that into the soil, and it makes a great organic matter and a great base from underneath to reseed. Now, up to you if it's sunny, shady, of what types of seed you want to use. But it can be used as a great base if you want to reseed it with another type of grass seed. You know, you can go in with some of the ryes, you know, a perennial rye or even some annual rye grass. Up to you on how you want to do it, but it's definitely a good thing to have in the soil, and it's going to help with that organic matter that we always look for in the soil.
Patrick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So I can't just overseed what's growing there now. I do need to till it.
Yeah, so what happens is with that winter rye, it's going to want to get some height to it. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's already started.
Yeah, so it wants to get taller. It inevitably get some good height to it because it is.
Oh boy.
It's in like the wheat family.
Okay.
Right? So just kind of think of it that way. With wheat, you're going to, you know, wheat gets tall. It's in that same family. It's not a bad to have it, you know, mixed in with your lawn because we use other types of ryes in the lawn.
But right, this lawn, what I'm talking about, it was completely a garden. I had turned it into a garden at the request of the previous owner.
Yep.
And now the new owner wanted that garden that I had created dug up and completely dismantled. So I took all summer and dismantled it and gave away all the plants that were in it, which was
yep.
extensive. So it was this virgin area with no lawn in it at all. So this rye that I've got in there is actually, you know, it is the lawn. So I'll have to till the whole thing. But that's okay. I didn't really quite know how I was going to handle it. So you've answered my question. And it's a sunny spot, so I'll just use, you know what I tend to use is not conservation mix. What's the mix that people use that, you know, grows on in crappy soil and
there's some out there like a heavy traffic. There's some contractor mixes. There's a number
of
them out there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I use is a contractor mix because it'll just grow everything, and I've actually been using that.
What I'd like to see you do, when you look at that contractor mix, look at the mix that's in there, or whichever mix you do. I was noticing the other day, I was looking at a bag of contractor mix that I was trying to understand a little bit, and I saw more annual ryegrass than I did perennial ryegrass.
Oh, okay.
Right? So look into it, because you don't want to have to do this year after year after year, right?
Oh, right, of course.
So what I would like to see you do, cut it, right, then till the area, and then use like a grass seed. You could use like a Black Beauty or a Black Beauty Ultra. So the thing about like Black Beauty from Jonathan Green, it has those deeper roots.
Oh.
So it'll go further down, helps with drought resistant. You don't have to, worry about it as much. And what I
like to
do this time of year with grass seed, so the majority of it will take about 14 to 21 days to germinate. So what I like to do is put the seed down with the starter fertilizer, and then in about 14 days, go over with a light mix over the whole thing again, just to, because we know that, in New England, some of the weather can slow down some of the other seed, and it's not going to completely, all of it's not going to pop up. So we're already hitting that second wave with grass, so that after that first 14 days, it's starting to germinate. Then in another 14 to 21 days, you have a backup that's starting to germinate and fill in some of those holes you might have missed. Definitely something to do. Look at the big thing is look at the mix that you have. All of them will have how much is in there. And I was looking at a specific contractor mix that said it was like 80% annual grass. And I just went, I don't ever want to use that ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
the garden center I used to work at has Jonathan Green products. So I know about Black Beauty. I didn't realize that it had a deeper root system. So that's exciting.
I like the Black Beauty Original myself.
Okay.
They have a Black Beauty Ultra as well. The Black Beauty Original is perfect for our area. I like to use it because of the deeper root system. And once it gets established, you don't have to water as much because the roots are finding it themselves. You don't have to do as much to it. So for you, you can focus on other projects, whether it be there or other places, so you're not worrying about having to come back all the time to take care of it. You got to get it established, right?
Yep.
You have to get it to that established, but long-term, it's easier for you.
Okay, great. Wow,
awesome.
Wonderful. That's really great information. Thanks so much, Patrick. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Sue. Anytime. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
TJ is in Dover, New Hampshire.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, welcome, Paul, and Pat, and all the peas. My name is TJ Jones, and I run a garden club here in Dover.
Yep, awesome.
To a retirement home, and which is fun. I'm the youngest of all the people that we live in the Jurassic Park, as I call it. They're all coming to me with their plant of holidays, which is the poinsettia and their Easter lilies, and they want to keep them alive. What should I do?
Okay. So with the with the poinsettias, those are ones that you can actually, to be honest with you, can plant outside for the spring into the season and let them kind of do their thing. A lot of times in the spring here with poinsettias, you kind of let them go. Once the ground is warm enough, once the temperatures outside are warmed up enough, and then what you're going to do is you're actually going to cut them back after a little bit in the soil, right? Allowing
the soil's
them,
at 50 degrees soil, but cut them back to.
So you'd cut them back about to, depending upon how big they were, you can cut them back to about 8-10 inches or so.
Okay.
It might even be a little bit less than that. What I want to do, we're going to hit a break here. There's an extensive list of what you need to do to get them to come back for next season. So hang tight with me, and we'll get
please
to that. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with TJ in regards to some poinsettias and some Easter lilies, what to do after, right? So we were starting to talk a little bit about the poinsettia and what to do. So, a couple things. I want to just kind of start over a little bit just to get you, settled, get all the information, right?
Yes.
So right about now, right, what you're wanting to do is allow the plant to dry out gradually, okay? You don't want it to be as watered or heavily watered as you would have while it was flowering, okay? So when the plant starts to get decent size, it's starting to get leggy, it's starting to not have, it's going to have more space in between the branches, the leaves, etc. So you can actually cut it back to about 4 to 6 inches above the soil, okay? Now, since the ground outside isn't, the ground is warm enough, but the temperatures outside aren't warm enough, you could repot it in a larger container with a nice mix.
Bigger.
Yeah, nothing like huge, but exactly like 2 inches, right? You're going to put it in a sunny window for now, okay? Keep it, keep watering it periodically. You don't have to keep it soaked, but you don't want it to, you don't want it to get to the point where it dries out and then all of a sudden like the soil comes away from the pot. You know how sometimes if it's too dry, it'll come away from the pot. You want to water when it is dry to the touch, but not completely
water
dried
from
out.
Water from the top or the bottom?
Because
I run the garden club here, and I always have people ask me, which is better, up the top like it's rain or water from the bottom? And
I always like to water right on the soil. So
okay.
Right on the soil, okay? So now, once the temperatures outside are above 50 degrees, that's when you can actually plant it outdoors, okay? if people want to put it outdoors. I know they're probably in a certain area don't have a lot of space outdoors. You can still
keep it.
They're
all balconies here.
Yep, so you can still keep it.
It's all potted.
Yep, so still keep it in the pot. That's fine. Okay. But once it's warmed up enough to keep it outside in a pot. Give it a little bit of shade, not like tons of shade, but a little bit. You want, you know, you'll give it full sun eventually, but we want to get it used to the outside, okay?
Right.
From there, you're going to actually, maybe like the end of July, you're going to pinch it, taking about an inch off of the stems, because you want it to branch out a little bit more and get thicker, right?
Correct.
Then again, in like September, we're going to do the same thing on the top, cut off a couple inches so it will branch out even more. Okay, so it's going to be nice and full. Once at that point, it's starting to get cooler outside, so you're going to want to bring the plant indoors, keep it in a sunny window. Now, this is the part where it takes a little bit more work to get it to bloom for the season.
Right. This is where they're coming to me, and that's exactly why I called you.
So, in order to get poinsettias to rebloom or to bloom for you, you have to shorten the length of the day, right, for them. So poinsettias need 12 to 14 hours of complete darkness, okay? And that's the beginning of October until about Thanksgiving. So 8 to 10 weeks.
Sounds like my life.
So you need to use like a closet or something that's not going to get opened all the time where light would hit it. So basically what you can do, keep it in the closet from like 6 p.m. till 8 a.m. And then it can come out during the day. You can even put like a box over it for those hours of the day, but you need to keep it in the darkness for 12 to 14 hours. And then during the day, keep it in the sunny window because you don't want it in complete darkness all day because then you'll end up killing it.
Correct.
By about Thanksgiving time, that's when you can leave it out all during the day. Get it into a sunny area and start to fertilize a little bit and push some of that new growth with like a heavy middle number. And it should start to bloom for about Thanksgiving. So that would be the process on the poinsettias. I got to hit another break. I want to give you the process of what to do next with those Easter lilies. So if you hang tight for me, I apologize. I keep interrupting towards the end. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. The new data says that 128 million people have received at least one dose, with more than 82 million people fully vaccinated. That number is expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have opened up their eligibility for vaccination to those 18 and older for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. And Myanmar's military junta has pardoned more than 23,000 prisoners to mark the country's traditional New Year, although it was not clear how many were people detained for protesting the February coup. At least 700 protesters have been killed by government forces since the February coup. This is USA Radio News. As the world global death rate from the pandemic reaches 3 million, theme parks in California are beginning to reopen. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place, including masks, social distancing, and temperature checks. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Both parks have begun selling tickets again on Thursday. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-1461. And we're on with TJ. And right at the end there, it seemed like you had another question. I just wanted to get back to you before we went into the Easter lilies. Was there another question there, TJ?
Yeah, I bequeathed this garden club, which I enjoy teaching everyone every Thursday for an hour. I teach about the history of plants or where they came from, and a lot of them never came from the United States. They're from China and Mexico. But I've been bequeathed a 12-year-old poinsettia.
Yep.
Looks like a darn small tree. It's starting to get holes in the leaves. And
okay.
I'm not exactly sure. I looked for mites and things, and I think it might be the soil.
So there could be some sort of like fungus gnat or some sort of gnat coming through it.
It's been neglected, and then I'm trying to keep it alive. But I'm noticing holes in the leaves, and I look for mites, and of course you can't see them. There's no leaf miners that I've noticed because I know their trail. Should I try to, I don't know how to transplant it, like take out the old soil and put in new, same pot. It's around 16-inch pot now.
Yeah, so, you know, with those, what you could be doing is, you know, you could use the same pot and definitely, you know, you don't want to get rid of all the soil, right? You want to get rid of some of the loose soil because you don't want to disturb the root system completely. You don't want the root system to be, like, disturbed and beat up. So you get, like, a nice mix, like a soilless type mix to keep in there. You know, any potting mix will do. What I'd also like to see you add to that potting mix to help with any soil-borne insects, use a product that's called Systemic Houseplant from Bonide. Mix that into the soil. That will help get rid of some fungus gnats. It'll help get rid of some other insects that might be coming to the plant and affecting it. So definitely anytime you're repotting, I like to do that. So that would help protect it for, you know, the next couple months. What I'd also look at doing is possibly spraying it down with like a neem oil or something okay. like that. That way, any insects that you might not see that are stuck underneath leaves, etc., it'll help suffocate and kill them. So I think that would be.
You can't see the insects, right?
Well, you can't see. I mean, some of them you can't see. But
you can't see them.
Yep. So, but this one product that I'm talking about using is a systemic. So it is a systemic, so it'll absorb the, so it'll kill the insects that are forming soil-borne, and it will also kill the insects that are trying to continue on or to bite the plant, etc. So it's definitely would be something beneficial to help with your plants.
It's been left abandoned, basically, but it's still living and beautiful. But it never blooms. Is there a male and a female poinsettia?
Nope, there isn't. What you need to really do is to get it to that dark period. That's what causes it to bloom. It needs that period. So if it doesn't get that dark period, then it's not going to bloom for you. So it is definitely something you need to do in order to be successful with it. So definitely... That's the key to all of this is the dark period to allow the plant to know that it needs to rebloom.
Okay, because it's an indoor thing. I mean, I got bequeathed it, and I'm like, okay, all right, now what do I do? And I've seen no visual bugs, but I've noticed that it seems to want to
be
happy.
Soil
is packed in compost, and I irrigated it the other day to try to get some air into it, and hopefully she'll do better. But to take it out and not damage it and put it back into new soil, is that proper?
Yes, I mean you can take it out to get it. Mm-hmm. To clean it out a little bit to help aerate that soil so it's not as thick. But the biggest thing in everything that you're going to do is to give it that dark period in October and November. So definitely that's the goal, to get it to that point so you can get it to bloom about the time of Christmas.
Fair enough. I appreciate your niceness and thoughts, and I use your thoughts, and I spread them on to my garden club.
Awesome.
Mind you, I'm only almost 60. I'm 59 and 7/8 old. And everybody I deal with is in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And we just had a lady pass away, Sue. She was super. And she was 105 and a half.
Oh,
so
geez,
I'm dealing with some
sorry
people
to hear
that know a lot more than I do knowledgeably. And with between your show and what I know, I'm doing all sorts of things. Around, I've got four gardens here, memorial gardens for pets and for people, and I'm having fun. The New Hampshire is a very difficult growing period place.
Yeah, it is, but it sounds like you're doing some really great work there, and I'm sure everybody there appreciates it.
Well, they live and learn, and I get bombarded with dead plants at my doors. My front door, and can you resurrect? And I'm 70% pretty much bring them back to life, a little bit of tenderness and care. And I do tell everyone to talk to their plants. They think I'm crazy, and I'm like, believe me, it actually works.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
With a lot of people,
my father used to talk about that as well. So it's definitely worth it.
It's true story, and I appreciate your program. And Sundays, I always wish you were on more, but I will try to transplant this beast without killing it, wearing gloves. And I always tell people, if they smoke cigarettes and they deal with plants, put gloves on, because you can get blight.
Yep, definitely.
By the way.
All right,
thank you
TJ.
Very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Well, it's not snowing now, so
perfect.
My tulips took a brutal beating yesterday, but I got them all back to upright physicians.
Perfect. All right. Thanks,
bye-bye.
TJ.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Guy's in Braintree, Mass.
Guy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a oak leaf hydrangea.
Okay.
It has a fungus on it. Last year, it turned all the leaves red and the flower that came out and then died. I want to try to save it for this year and know what the best fungicide to use is.
Okay. So a great fungicide to use on any of your plants like this would be a product called Infuse from
okay.
Bonide.
Yep.
So Infuse, there's the specific Infuse that you want to use. You want to use the, it's the Lawn and Garden one. They actually have a couple on there. I'm trying to pull it up at the same time as we talk here. There's a Infuse Lawn and Landscape is the one. You can get like a hose end. What you do is it can actually help in a lot of your different shrubs and trees. It absorbs into the plant itself and will help protect it from those diseases that could be coming on there. It's something that you could use on the lawn at the same time. You can use it on all the other plants in the area, and this will last up to a month on it. So what I would be doing is waiting until some of the leaves are starting to form and start to pop out, right?
I'm starting to get the just starting to break now.
Yep. So what I want you to do is wait until the plant is popping out a little bit more, because what we need this fungicide to be absorbed into the leaves, into the plant, okay?
Okay.
So we want the leaves to pop out. We don't, it can be almost in fully green, and then you can spray it.
Yep.
Or it could be a little bit before that, because weather-wise, we're kind of in between. There are days that it warms up, then it gets cold. So, I mean, we're looking probably beginning of May that you could do this. You can spray the whole plant down. You don't want to do it on a day that it's going to rain. Obviously, you want it to kind of stick to the plants. You want to spray the plant until it drips. The product drips
right
on there. It will take a little bit of time to stay on it. But again, let it dry onto the plants, and then it can work up to like 4 weeks. So we're going to look to do it again 4 weeks after, because what we're doing now is we're going to help try to prevent it. But then in 4 weeks, we want to make sure that it stays away and keep going. So you're going to need to use it a couple times. Now, if
should
it's
I
just,
transplant that now, put it into a pot and move it?
That's up to you if you want to move it. You don't have to move it.
Okay.
You can use the hose end version of this, like I said. You could also use like the, they have a spray that would be like, it's called Funganil.
Okay.
That would be the like ready to use, so like a trigger spray that you could spray all over it and
it's
get it.
It's very small right now. Everything that came up last year died.
Yep.
But it's starting to come out again now.
Yeah, so if you want, say you want to use like that trigger spray, because it'd probably be, since it's smaller and easier, use Funganil, okay?
Okay.
That right there will be great for it. It takes care of tons of different diseases, some blights, some anthracnose, all those types of diseases. And it's going to last for, I believe, about the same amount of time. But you want to use it as the leaves are starting to pop up, so that you can use it as a preventative, and it'll absorb into the plant versus right now when there's not a lot of growth on it, right?
Yep.
That's what you want, something on it. You don't want it just to be, nothing to it, because then it's not going to be as effective as the rest of it.
Okay.
And I believe, so with the fungonil, what you need to do on a lot of it is to get, because it is not the concentrate's not a little bit more, you want to actually do this every about like 14 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Say you were to do it May 1st, then yep. You would do it like May 15th. And then as everything starts to develop and you're seeing it, you know, make it a little bit more. Make it like 14 to 21 days during the season. Don't spray it when it's really hot because it has like a little bit of oil to it. So if it's like 80 degrees or something, it could burn the leaves. So not when it's too hot. But try to get it on there multiple times so you can help prevent and then keep it out of your garden.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, guy. Thank you. And you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in Massachusetts.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I was just wondering something. I don't know everything about plants and everything, but my sister lives in near Boston, down south of Boston.
Okay.
And she had snow, like 4 inches.
Yeah.
And she just informed me. And apparently my brother-in-law was going out in the yard just taking, trying to knock off the snow off the blossoms of the trees. How much of an effect does that have? And yet she said to me, she says, a little town over, they had nothing as far as snow goes.
Yeah.
How much does the severe change of this weather affect plants as such?
Well, it can do some damage to it, right? But I'm not seeing, we haven't seen all the effects that it can do yet. I mean, it could take some time for us to see some issues here. I think just, our plants kind of know.
He worked continuously throughout the whole yard just trying to get the snow off. It was sticking to the blossoms and everything like that. Would that even stun the possibility of it blossoming at all? Or for a little time?
It can affect it, the long term with it. But, you know, So it snowed 2 days ago, and I'm looking outside and seeing forsythia still in full bloom, and it didn't deter them. You know, the nitrogen levels in some of the in the snow itself can actually give it a little bit of boost at this point. There is some nitrogen that comes out of the snow that will help green up some things. So I don't see it as completely a bad thing.
I think he was panicking, thinking that it was going to destroy the trees and the blossoms and stuff. I'm not sure.
Well, but so I would have done the same, to be honest, okay, to get rid of some of it. He didn't do anything wrong by doing this. I think it, you know, it will have a benefit for the plants that have this. But again, this is, you know, snow is you know, it's also moisture. It's going to help water the ground, keep it a little bit more moist. It's got some nitrogen effects in it, so it isn't, you know, completely bad. What I'd be, you know, we're not going to notice if it does any of, you know, damage for, you know, a number of weeks to see anything. I don't think it will be too bad, just based on, you know, the weather that's coming up. I think it's going to help rebound everything. So I'm not as worried, but it, you know, you can still have the idea where, you know, what's happening. It, you know, it's not always a good thing, but I think it's going to be okay.
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 I am an outside person because my plants grow great outside, and the whole thing is to how interesting it is with my sister and brother-in-law, so intense with plants and stuff like that. To understand that a little bit more makes it fulfilling to know that.
Yeah. So it's not all a bad thing. The cold temperatures, it didn't get like below freezing on those days. It stayed above 32 with the snow. Because it was a mix of rain and snow, so I'd be more worried if the temperatures also dropped below 30 at the same time, and there was more ice and there was more of that. I think, you know, I'd be more nervous at that point. But at this, with what we had, I'm definitely okay with it. And you might see some damage, but I can't say for sure that it's going to be, you know, a lot of damage by any means.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
All right. You have a great one, Cindy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 6 or 7 minutes to enjoy the rest of the show. So we'll be back in a couple.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.